Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sorry, I'm good.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful stuff.
Thank you so much for joining me on Headstrong.
Thank
How are you doing?
For having me, mate.
It's going to be a nice mental health awareness week. Bite-sized podcast.
Perfect.
I thought, why not?
Why not, mate?
So, you're a content creator on online, TikTok, Instagram, everything, and someone who's incredibly passionate about mental health.
Yeah.
So I want to know, where did that passion come from?
I mean, to be honest with you, man, like, I'm very open and transparent, and, like, I think for me it stemmed from basically suffering with it. Like, for full transparency, I suffer from obsessive compulsive disorder, severe anxiety and depression, and, you know, yeah, literally have done since I can remember. So I think for me it was like, I got to a point where I was like, I want to be someone who my 16-year-old self, 15-year-old self could look up to and be like, damn, okay, I'm not weird, I'm not mental, like, it's normal to feel like this, and I wish I had that at that age. So essentially I'm just trying to be that person for any young people that are struggling out there, basically.
I mean, you talk about your, you know, obsessive compulsive disorder, you talk about anxiety and depression. What do you do yourself to kind of look after yourself?
I mean, to be honest with you, like, I'd be a hypocrite if I was sat here being like, I meditate every day, and I do, like, I feel like a lot of people say they do this stuff all the time, but I think realistically people don't, because people have lives that get in the way, people have social lives, they have family problems, they have, you know, whatever's going on that stops, you know, those things that can help. But I think what I do is I try and position my life to not affect my mental health as much as possible. So, you know, I will try and, you know, lower my screen time at night, even though, you know, I do at most nights I'll be on my phone straight up until, like, I go to sleep, put it aside, go to sleep. You know, people say I don't have no phone time, like an hour before I go to bed or stuff like that. Like, I personally think most of the time it's just because they want to tell people they do that.
Yeah.
But for me, like, what I do to look after my mental health is just, I'm a big believer in, like, listening to my body. So, like, if I start to feel more anxious, then I'm like, okay, what's happening in my life right now that I can change to essentially help that? I'm feeling a bit low, what can I change? Like, and I think it's just listening to yourself and making sure that you are listening to your feelings, your body, like, everything, really. But I mean, the thing that I would say that helps me most, and the thing that I would say that I do every day, is exercise. And, like, obviously you hear the cliche of, like, oh, I'm anxious, go for a run. Like, obviously that's not great advice, but for me, exercise is like, it clears my head, and
so the release of those endorphins.
Exactly,
man. Feels so good after.
100%. Like, I feel great when I exercise, and I feel good. And, you know, if I'm waffling here, but if I don't exercise, I can feel it in my head.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
How important is it for then people in the public sphere who might not necessarily have OCD or anxiety or depression, but have experienced things, you know, like as an actor, people who have experienced rejection. How important is it for them to talk about their own experiences to ultimately help inspire other people to understand that talking out is okay?
Yeah, well, do you know what it is? Yeah, it's like kind of like going off the point I said earlier, it's like life's not perfect. And if you portray your life as perfect, people are going to think your life is perfect. It's like social media, right? It's they're snippets of people's lives. They're snippets of perfection, but that's not an entire life. And I think it's important for people to say stuff like this. You know, people who are mental health advocates, but they only share and post the happy times. I'm like, well, what advocacy are you actually doing? Because when it gets tough, you don't talk about it. And I think that a lot of people then, when things are a bit, I don't know, people I think who are in a position to have influence or they're a celebrity or whatever, I think the importance of them talking out is just, it's to help people understand that life isn't perfect and everyone has shit moments, of course. And it might not be OCD and it might not be depression, it might just be a shit day, but just talking about the fact that life isn't perfect and everything in life is up and down kind of makes things a bit more real, because I think, like I said earlier, we live in a space where social media is rife with, look how perfect my life is, it's the best thing in the world, when realistically you know it's not. But not everyone knows that.
So what do you do to help people talk about their mental health?
I mean, I make videos online.
I teed it up! So you one of the things you do is you hand out the notes to people, right?
Yes.
Which is great.
Yeah.
And what kind of things do you put on the notes?
Just like positive messages, man. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I think there's a lot of shit in the world, and if I can make someone smile or laugh and kind of go, oh, okay, cool, then that's like my job done, you know? Like the way that that's kind of the way I kind of approach my social media in general, because I think, and like, this sentence has had a little bit of backlash before when I've said it, but I personally believe that a lot of mental health content online is super, super depressing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't want to take away from the seriousness of it, because obviously it's an incredibly serious topic. There's people who are literally killing themselves because they are sad. Like, you can't take away the fact that that is serious as hell. But I personally want my role to be is creating content that inspires, uplifts,
positive,
like brings positivity to people's lives. I personally don't want people to leave my page sadder than what they already were. I want them to look at something, either laugh and go, yeah, me too, I do that. Or, you know, oh, life actually isn't as bad, like, because I got this. Or, like, you know, just if I can uplift someone's day, then that's my goal, man. And I think, like, when I first started social media, I was like, I want to help one person, and it's, you know, cool, job done. I'm happy because I've helped one person. But now things are going all right, I'm like, cool, now I want to almost change the space a little bit. I want to make mental health sexy, basically. Because at the minute, I think it's still very taboo. As much as people are talking about it, it's still, oh, can't say that. Can't say
be careful what you say.
Exactly, right? But if you make it sexy, you make it accessible, you make it cool, and you make it uplifting, positive, fun, and that's when actual change happens.
Yeah. So this is a question I ask all my guests. What does the word headstrong mean to you?
I knew you were going to ask me that, and I was thinking about it earlier. I was like, what should I say? To be honest with you, headstrong for me is, it kind of brings me back to strength, right? And what is strong. And, you know, I think, especially for men, but I think generally in society, we're brought up to, you know, to in life, we have to be strong, and we have to, you know, strength is, you know, your big broadly man, you haven't cried in a year, like stuff like that, right? But for me, strength, and, you know, I see it with myself and my peers and, you know, some of my best friends, the strength that I see of us, where we can, you know, cry to each other, we can, you know, express our emotions, we can, you know, me saying to my best mate, can I sleep in your bed tonight because I'm really fucking sad, and them going, of course, that's stronger than, well, I haven't cried in a year. Because it takes guts, it takes balls to do that. So for me, just strength, like headstrong for me, just means vulnerability, it means openness, it means sensitivity, And that applies to everyone, no matter what your gender is, your skin color, your sexuality. That appeal, I think, is for everyone, and you can just, you know, be who you are and express whatever emotions you're feeling.
I love basically. That. Mate, let's go hit the streets. I want you to teach me your ways.
Yeah.
Let's come up with some questions. Well, I know what I'm going to be asking. I know my question, my go-to question, my only question. Okay. But let's come up with a few questions, and then we'll go outside and we'll do some stuff. Cool?
I'm down, mate. Let's do it.
Alright, then, beautiful stuff.
Yeah.
Let's go past the people. Right, now's the challenge.
Now is the challenge.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. I'm actually having a very good day. Everyone has their ups and downs, but I'm on an up today.
That's very good. That is very good.
I'm stressed out.
Why are you stressed?
Life is hard, people. Like, it's never easy, you know?
Pretty good. Excited. I'm living in Manchester. I've come down to visit another school to sort of get some different ideas and stuff. So I feel invigorated and excited.
How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not well.
Why not? What's going on?
Me and my partner broke up like 3 weeks ago.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that. And how important is Abby, though, as a friend, to talk about your mental health?
My sister.
Oh, yeah, your sister! Yeah. Oh, but how important is it to talk to anybody about your mental health?
Very, very important.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd say so.
How often do you talk to your friends about your own mental health?
Quite often. They're my go-to when I need to vent for something. And then I'll normally, like, naturally sort of apologise for it, and then they're always like, don't worry, it's fine.
How often do you talk to your friends or your family about your mental health?
Oh, all the time. Yeah. If you're one of my friends, you know, I'm that guy, like, yo, something's going on. But, like, in, like, a fun and, like, positive way, I guess. Like, you don't want to, like, bear your stuff on people. But I think, like, it's always good to speak out and especially talk to family and friends. You need to get it out, man. It's, like, the most positive thing ever. Never bottle anything up. Your friends are there for a reason.
How often do you talk to your friends about, like, your own mental health?
So when I was younger, talking about mental health with friends was something that just you didn't do. Nowadays, we're getting much better at it. And I make a conscious effort to ask my friends how they really are. In fact, I was with a friend last night, and he's quite like a manly, big Scottish guy. And I was praising him because he is very emotional and talks about his feelings, and that's, I find that that's can be quite unusual, especially with sort of macho men. So it's great to see that it's happening more and people are getting better at it.
We love a sensitive geezer.
Oh my god.
When geezers are sensitive.
Babe, this is what I'm looking for, a sensitive geezer.
What does the word headstrong mean to you?
Headstrong is, I think, someone with a vision and someone who knows where they're going and what they want.
What does the word headstrong mean to you?
I think maybe to me it means like being able to get through, survive battles, I guess. Pass through things with keeping your mind intact, using that strong mind of yours to just get through.
One last question for you.
Yeah.
What does the word headstrong mean to you?
I think being determined and resilient, being willing to struggle and fail a bit and being okay with that, not seeing failing as a failure.
Not seeing failing as a failure.
Yeah.
Give me a high five to that. Thank you so much. Cheers.
It's all right.
That was amazing. Thank you.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.